The best part of being a dad right now.
Man, you know, the best part is that I am a dad.
Family Man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, it is good. It's been, you know, we had some great warm weather last week, and then I think it was Monday, it snowed here in northern Indiana. Not tons, but it was kind of an icy mix. And it was cold. It was cold on Monday. And then Tuesday wasn't very warm. But I think it's supposed to be nicer today, so we're thankful. But hey, I'm going to introduce our special guest. This guy came up to me. Now, I probably met him before this. But I just remember maybe it was a year or two ago where I was at the Teach Them Diligently Nashville Convention at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. And this guy came up. And I think his first words were, "Hey, Todd, how's it going?" Ooh. And I immediately liked him from that moment on. And we've kind of gone back and forth and we've had some great conversations. And right now I'm looking at Jeremy Bain, our special guest. He's got a red shirt on with a red prototype. He said, "Hey, Todd, how's it going?" Because he's really pushing for a Scott Moore, you know, T-shirt that he and the other four guys can wear. So Jeremy, it is good having you with us.
And it's great to be here, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Now, Jeremy, we can hear just a little bit of Southern twang in your voice. You want to tell us where you're from or where you're at right now, maybe?
The home of college football, Alabama.
Alabama. Yeah. Well, I know all the sports fans knew that. Like,
it's a good thing I don't care about college football because, you know, I'm in Ohio, so. There are people in Ohio going, "What? Alabama? No."
Well, before we get going here, tell us a little bit about your family and yourself.
So, been married for 17 years in April. Then I've got five kids ranging from 14 down to five. So, our hands are full. And I'm a director of engineering at a construction office or a construction company that we do multifamily housing all over the southeastern United States. Mm.
Now, I don't think I'll have to interpret ever for you because, you know, I think we can understand most of everything you're saying. But, you know, so maybe we should have subtitles in this or for a transcript of the show. No. Hey, before we get into the serious part, the content, I just need both of your opinions because I was just in Peoria, Illinois this past weekend and we were at our first real speaking event, not our first speaking event, because I've done it several times, but our first homeschool convention. And it was so much fun. And the church and the group, they didn't mandate masks. And I don't know how it is down in Alabama. I know maybe in Cincinnati, it's a little tougher. So how do we get to the point where we just say, you know, and we're just done? Because like yesterday I walked into Walmart and I was talking to my brother on the phone and he knew I had walked into some store because the attendee asked me, would you like a mask? And I said, no, I'm good. And I just kept on going, you know. And I know that one of my daughter-in-law, she was in like Target or TJ Maxx and they asked her, oh, I think it was Carolyn right above me, said, do you have a mask? And she opened up her purse and she saw it and she goes, yes, I do. And then just kept on walking in. How do we do this? Because I'm fearful, like, you know, as I was talking to my brother, like, you know, he's concerned and I don't blame him and he's right. You know, how do we, as Christians, how do we portray this? You know, can we still share the gospel and still be a stinky, you know, about the mask? And while we were at this convention, there were two college age kids with their parents, and they basically had to sneak out of their college, you know, because they were supposed to report. They have to know where they're going and they have to be tested before and after. And they were just like, you know, we're not doing it. And one of them went to a Christian college, one of them didn't. But they were both Christians, and I could tell they were weighing that. Like, I don't know what to do about it. So, Scott and Jeremy, solve it for me. Go ahead, just solve it.
I'm all for armed insurrection, man.
Armed insurrection. Okay, let's do it. No, that's what we were talking. I was talking with, have you seen the Lord of the Rings where Aragorn, you know, they're getting ready to attack the Black Tower and he does his, this may be the end of men, but not on this day. And so Ben was saying we should like line them all up, you know, like right outside a big, this may be, but not on this day. And then we throw them off and we all, you know, run in. So how's it happening? How's it working at your house, Jeremy?
Man, we try to abide by it whenever we go somewhere. Mm-hmm. But you know, you talk about how to get out of this. How do we get out? So in Alabama, the governor has come back and said that, you know, April the 9th is when the mask mandate will end. Then it's up to every individual and every business whether they want to enforce it or not.
Uh-huh.
Our pastor has said, hey, I'm ready to have a mask burning. So we'll all celebrate.
So they may do that, huh?
I hope so.
Because, you know, I'm finding out that what the governor says doesn't really matter anymore. You know, I mean, like all the stores are still doing this. I went into a gas station yesterday and I even took a picture of it. If I had my phone, I would show it to you. But it was a gas station, and I mean, they had signs all over. He had this plexiglass protector signs, you know, you must wear a mask. You cannot enter this establishment. I mean, there must have been 8 full-size pieces of paper all around him. And behind the counter, he doesn't have a mask on, you know. So, and I'm thinking, so we don't have to have them, or what's the deal? And what about down in Cincinnati, Scott? What's that? I mean, I know that towards urban centers, it's harder.
Well, I think there are probably a lot of places where they have all the signs up because they had to put them up because somebody at corporate told them you have to put all these signs up, and they probably don't care any more than we do. And like last night, my son and I went into the grocery store, and he didn't have a mask with him, so I just stuck mine in my pocket and was like, I'm not wearing one if he's not wearing one. If they can yell at somebody, they can yell at me, you know? And we just walked right in and walked right past the people who worked there, and they didn't say anything. So I was like, hey, maybe this will work if we just keep doing this.
Well, frankly, it does kind of feel like that way.
If you want to get serious about it, I'd like to see more pastors lead on these issues. I've seen a lot of pastors that just seem to be going along with culture on whatever they want to say and letting the devil basically dictate what we're going to do. So I'm tired of that. I'd rather have them lead.
I just wonder, like, as dads, you know, how do we lead the charge even in our families, you know, that.
Oh, sure. Make me think like I'm like, this is my responsibility.
Well, I just don't know. I mean, cause like, you know, these two college age, I could tell their dads were like, I know it's so to not report means I'm really bucking the system, you know, is that what I want to teach my kids, you know? And even as I was talking to my brother, I mean, he's like, you know, I want to be an example, you know, of obedience, even because it's not that big a deal. But at the same time, you know, how do we, I don't know.
That is a big question.
Don't know.
I don't have the answer either.
Hey, if any of you guys have a thought about that, we'd love to hear it. You can email Jeremy at
Jeremy, throw it on me. Jeremy at FamilyMan.
That's right. Well,
and I'm just Jeremy. I'm mostly kidding about the armed insurrection. So don't start sending me emails about that. I don't want the government showing up on my doorstep.
Even though my son yesterday, Cal, he had some special money. He's 15, and they're into airsoft battles right now. You know, or so it's like. It's kind of like paintball, but maybe not with the expense and but he bought a big expensive gun that looks like a machine gun. And he shows up at my window here and he's got this camo mask on and he looked like he was an insurrectionist. If he just had 2 cow horns sticking out the top of his head, he would have been perfect.
Did you get a picture?
No, I didn't. I should do that, though. I should do that. Well, we had Jeremy on the show because, you know, I just like to hear from other dads. But I just thought maybe, and this could be for all of us, I asked Jeremy just some fun, you know, kind of thought starters, like his favorite movie, his favorite comfort food, and his favorite article of clothing that he owns. And so, Scott, I'm going to give you, I know he's got his Hey Todd shirt on. But, well, how about your favorite movie, Scott? And then, Jeremy, and then we'll ask Scott because he probably has something to say too.
You know, I had to go into the National Treasure series.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. A little bit of, they're Disney, aren't they? Aren't they on, yeah. Wasn't it a Disney movie?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, you know me, so you knew that yeah, was good. Well, like, yeah, okay. Exactly. So do you like both all? I mean, how many are there? There are a couple.
I think there's two. Yeah, I like them both.
You like them both? So that would be your go-to movie, huh?
Yeah. Whenever we're just kind of hanging out at the house and somebody says, well, let's watch a movie. So we'll put in National Treasure. Which one? I don't care.
Well, did either of you go see Raya yet?
Nope.
No, we went to go see it at the movie theater. My whole family went while I was gone, while Maggie and I were in St. Louis. And then Maggie and I went to the local movie theater, which is, you know, has a big stain up on the screen right up at the left hand corner, which my other kids don't like it because of that.
What's a movie theater again?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what is a movie theater? That is true. Well, they let us go in, and I had to throw a mask on to go in, but when I left, I didn't have a mask on, so nobody else had one on inside. So how about your favorite movie, Scott?
My quick answer would be The Incredibles.
Oh, really?
And by the way, National Treasure falls into the category of movies for me that, like, if it's on and I'm just flipping channels, I'll sit and get stuck on it and watch it for an hour probably. So, you know, I like that one too. But The Incredibles is pretty much the greatest movie ever made.
But what about Incredibles 2?
It's a close second or third, maybe.
Really? I just didn't do anything for me. Whatever. I loved the first one, not the second one. One of my favorites would probably be like Monsters. I like Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University. I think they're both ones that I could watch over and over again, and I still laugh.
And for anybody disappointed in that answer from me, Heat is my actual favorite movie, which is a De Niro, Pacino crime thing by the guy who invented Miami Vice. So it's an awesome movie. If you haven't seen Heat,
it's not for the kids,
but it's awesome.
Even Heat sounds like Miami Vice. Yes, you know?
It's a great movie. Okay.
Well, let me throw one back at you if you don't care.
Okay, go ahead.
So since you brought up the movies, if you could go and be in any movie or TV show, yes, you could star in the movie or TV show, and it can't be Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, I was going to say that. What would it be?
I knew Scott would like that.
Hawaii 5-0, man.
Oh, come on.
Because, I mean, you know, it's Hawaii. Why not?
True.
What's that? Da, 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 dun, dun, dun. Is that Hawaii 5-0 music? Ba, 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 bum, bum. No, that's not. That's no. I don't know. Ba, 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 bum, 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 ba, 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 bum, bum. I don't know. That's a good question.
That's like the McNeil Lehrer report or something.
Yeah, that's me.
The CBS NewsHour.
Oh, you know, I'd do something really high tech, like, you know, Little House on the Prairie or something, where I could be Paw, you know. Maybe hang out with Jonathan Garvey. Jonathan Edwards.
Aren't you buddies with one of them anyway?
Oh, that's true. No, Amonzo. I met Dean Vettler, who is Amonzo.
Okay.
That is true. We are tight. We exchanged emails. What do you have one, Jeremy? Were you thinking of one or?
No, not at all. I just wanted to say what you had.
I don't know. I've never really thought of that question. I'm gonna ponder that. How about your favorite comfort food?
I've got to go ice cream.
Mm. Yeah.
Go to Sonic.
Sonic?
Yeah.
Sonic is a good deal. Do they still have the happy hours, you know, like?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a really good deal. That's a really good deal. So, Scott, would you say Graters? Is that yours?
Ooh, very good. Grater's ice cream is the best. So,
Would you say that? I mean, is your favorite comfort food?
Yeah, probably.
You know, comfort food, I'd probably got like mashed potatoes. I mean, I wouldn't just like get a bowl of mashed potatoes, but I could eat
a bowl, kids.
But if you had a big bowl, I could just eat the whole tub. I would really like that.
There's probably like SpaghettiOs the way my mom made them or something, you know.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, have that kind little
Yeah, exactly. Ratatouille thing.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Scott with a little skinned up knee. I understand. I understand.
Could I have some more, please?
Exactly. Well, let's go to the dad part. So what's right now, you know, what's the best part of being a dad for you? I don't care about you right now, Scott. This is just this is Jeremy's part from now on. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. I was going to say,
I love all the stress. It's really fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, usually Jeremy, Scott is kind of like, I have to give him a week notice, you know, like, hey, I'm going to be asking you a question. And then I ask him, he's like,
I was actually today. I didn't know we had a guest. I was going to ask you all about like the wedding process of preparing for this wedding. That's becoming a big problem now. And it's like, okay,
oh man. This is going to have to be next week's show.
Is this normal or is this just, you know, is this really abnormal and my daughter needs therapy or something? She's freaking out.
Normal. Interrupt the show to take care of Scott here. So. There you go.
It is normal and you probably do need therapy. Okay, so Jeremy, the best part of being a dad right now?
Man, you know, the best part is that I am a dad. Mm. That's the one thing that I knew when I was growing up that I wanted to be. I never could see myself in any certain profession. Didn't want to be a doctor. Definitely didn't want to be a lawyer. But, you know, I always knew I wanted to be a dad. I didn't know that I was going to end up with 5 kids, though. Right. But, you know, that, and I guess the best part that I've experienced so far is, you know, I've been able to see all of my kids receive salvation. And, you know, to get all spiritual here on you, the pandemic, you know, how do you baptize people with mask or whatever once they've been saved? And so our pastor was great. You know, I'm a deacon at our church. And he said, hey, why don't you baptize them? And so that I've gotten the pleasure and the honor to baptize 2 of my sons during this pandemic. So that's awesome. The best part about being a dad for me.
Now, you say you wanted to be a dad even, you know, I mean, maybe before you were a dad. Did you have is that because you had a good dad?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's my goal is to be as great a dad to my kids as what my dad is to me. And what I have seen since I've been married for 17 years is my father-in-law has been to his kids and even to us in-laws or outlaws, however you want to describe us. Wow. I've got 2 great men in my life that, you know, I look up to, I go to advice and, I don't always take their advice, but you know, they're there for us when others haven't been.
And that's so awesome.
We're very, very blessed.
I know there are some dads listening who wish they had what you're talking about right now.
Yep.
So that's a great, great legacy. And you know, the cool thing is, I mean, I was talking to a dad this past weekend. He was kind of lamenting the fact that his dad was terrible and he just didn't know what to do. And the cool thing is that, you know, maybe our children don't have to have the same kind of dad we have, you know, and dad, if you're listening to me right now, I'm not talking about you. So my dad, I mean, if he's listening, he's a good dad. But my mother will say, I can't believe he said that on this, you know, but there, I know that, you know, that the dad's going to take their kids a little bit further, maybe, you know, and if you had a hard dad or no dad, you can be your kids can say what Jeremy just said. So what's the hardest part about being a dad right now?
Well, you know, I mentioned that we've got kids ranging from 14 down to 5. You know, my wife and I talk about this all the time. We feel like the little stage, we've nailed it. You know, we know how to raise little kids. Man, the 14-year-old. You know, right. And then there's a 10-year-old right behind him that's
who's going to be 14.
Who's going to be 14 one day.
Yeah,
you know, and then the so on and down the line. But man, it's like, what do you do? So, you know, that's the things that I glean from you guys each week is, you know, how you've dealt with teenagers and, you know, the next phase of life, like Scott's talking about on marrying the kids off, is this is going to happen one day. You know, good Lord willing, you know, our kids are going to be married and this is the stuff that we're going to deal with. So that's the beauty of, let's get all sentimental here. This is the beauty of this show is that there are different stages of life. And Todd, with as many kids as you've got, you've been able to give us a wide spectrum, you know, through the years. You know, these are tips. It isn't a how-to guide on what to do, but man, it sure helps. Mm. It sure helps.
Because it is. I mean, like you said, it's a lot harder having older kids. I remember, you know, as we've said before, those early years are exhausting years. Yeah. But these years are just, you know, you even find you and your wife kind of looking at each other differently because she's kind of expecting you to ramp it up. And you're like, I don't, you know, I feel like I am, you know, or whatever. And you just don't know what to do. And that's hard. That's hard. So. Yeah.
It's cool too, because, you know, when they get to this age and there are younger ones in the house, we got to take a date one night and it was like, mm-hmm. Well, who do we get to babysit the kids? Right. Well, they'll just take care of themselves. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is why we had all these kids.
That is a great, great milestone. We took advantage of it. Yeah. We'll be back when we're back. Just hang in there.
Yeah. So if you see us out somewhere and it's just the two of us, anybody that actually listens to the show around this area, don't go home to our house and, you know, find the kids by themselves.
Right. Right. We will have his address here up on the, at the end. So if you want to check on him. Well, if you're going to, you know, cause this is your big opportunity, you know, if you're going to ask Scott a question, what question would you ask him?
Oh man. There's just so many.
There are no answers. Don't worry.
That's what I was afraid of. Let's go super easy. So you've talked about being a Bengals fan. Is it safe to assume that you're also a Reds fan, or do you just not care about baseball?
No, I'm actually more of a Reds fan. It's just that I don't watch baseball as much nowadays because my boys don't like it. So.
And Johnny Bench retired?
Yeah, I mean, the Reds were awesome. When I was a kid, it was the big red machine, so I can talk about them all day. The current Reds, I don't know who's on the team, except Joey Votto is still there, I think, but, you know, that's about it.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
For the record, I'm more of a Steelers fan than a Bengals fan, actually, which drives people around here nuts. But
wow. Mm. Well, there we learned something. We learned something.
There you go. One more question then.
Okay.
Easy one.
Okay. So and then he's going to go into really hard ones.
Yeah. Now I got to get into the really hard ones. Now, what's your favorite guitar that you own?
Well, I only got two at the moment. And my newest one, the Fender Strat from, it's a Japanese Fender Strat. I'm going to go into all the details now. It's got this really cool, I wonder if you can see it. It's hanging up on the wall back there. Like, anyway, it's like surf green with this little coral pink stripe on it. It's awesome. Oh, stop it, Todd. That's my favorite guitar that I own.
Did I ever tell you about Rosa Coletti? Well, hey, we're getting close to the end of our time. Now, I did ask you, because I gave you some thought starters when we started this. You know, I put on there a question you'd like to ask Todd. Is there something that you'd like to ask me that maybe I've never talked about, or maybe I have, and you'd like...
Wait, Todd, you know, he's my fan. Like, I thought he was going to ask me something serious.
Yeah.
That was serious, Todd. He knows you.
You've explained a lot of stuff. Yeah, well, that's okay. You've explained a lot of stuff through the years, but I guess what led you and Debbie to homeschool?
That's a good question. Well, you know, we planned not to homeschool. Really, we lived in a small community just south of where we live now. I mean, I drive through the town every day, or just about every day. And I thought when we first got married, I mean, we were super intentional about reaching our community. We had a little block party, you know, we invited their kids into our house. And I thought, oh, I'm going to share Jesus with all of them, you know, and it's going to be amazing. But then we had kids. And, you know, I thought for the first time, like, wow, they're going to be around my kids all day long. And I thought, it won't matter, really. Their influence will be greater than my influence. And I'm like, I'm not putting them with there. There's no way. There's no way I could have my kids with all these other kids 8 hours a day or longer and then hope that my little, you know, example at the end would be enough at the, you know, at the end of the day. And I know some people are in that situation and, you know, but even if you're in that situation, you do a great job. There is a lot of residual, you know, I mean, everyone is affected. You cannot not be affected by that. And so, Debbie's older sister had homeschooled or was homeschooling and they were pretty new at it, you know? And I said to her, I said, what do you think about homeschooling our kids? And she was like, I can't do it. You know, I just can't do it. And And I don't know how we got to that very first day, but I know I pretty much promised if it gets too hard, we'll put him in school. You know, this will not be a commitment for a lifetime. This will be a big commitment for like a day or a week or maybe a year. And since you start really, really young, you kind of think, oh, I can't mess them up too badly. And so we began. And honestly, and I will probably say this weekend in Nashville, that of all the mistakes I have made as a parent, and I make them almost daily. I mean, the only time I don't make them is when we're separated, you know, and they're not around me. But really the only mistake, one of the few mistakes that I would say one of the few things we did right was choosing to home educate our children. It has just been a good, good thing. So there you go. That's the story. Well, Jeremy, you're obviously, we're going to have you back. We're going to have you back. In fact, Scott, you're fired. And
oh, great.
Jeremy has your job now. I'm kidding. Jeremy, you did a great job. You're easy on the show, and I really like that. And so are you going to be in Nashville this weekend?
You know, my mother-in-law had been sick, but mm-hmm. she's doing well, and she's going to keep the kids. So Thursday, we'll miss Thursday. Okay. So for everybody who is coming to the convention in Todd's first speaking session, he will run in out of breath and he'll throw his stuff down on the stage and he'll be like, okay, now what am I talking about? Just prepare to laugh, have a good time.
I am ready. I told my wife the last 2 or 3 years, that's how it's always happened. I even had my assistant call them and say, what time does Todd need to be there? I said, we are going to be there. I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to be early. Because usually I get this phone call, I'm out in a different county in a parking lot, and they're going, you need to be in here right now. And I'm like, So you're going to miss that.
I will see you Friday and Saturday. And I think we will head back Saturday after your 1 o'clock or something.
Oh, yeah. You probably heard everything I've ever had to say. So,
yeah. Do you need me to speak at any?
Yeah, you could.
I'm totally kidding.
No, he could do it. He could do it. Okay.
With the COVID restrictions,
we can't. I gotta go to gym. Well, Jeremy, thanks for being on the show. Scott, thanks for always being on the show. And dads, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. It's an amazing team we're a part of, and we don't do it very well, but we keep doing it because you're a dad.
Good night, Howard.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Of course, my son is already better than I am, and he's like buying guitars left and right.
I knocked myself off. Am I back on?
You're on. Just stop talking.
Hear me?
I don't want to hear you. Yes.
Jeremy's nodding.
You unplugged your headphones. I'm guessing.
I don't hear you. Hold on. I hit it.
Sweet. It's our show. We can take over.
Yes. Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh man, I'm weird.
I hear you just fine. It's your your headphones aren't working. How do I say that? Is there somewhere to text him in here?
If I leave my speaker going through that, do you hear yourself?
No, you sound fine.
Okay. We're going back on.
Hear us now?
Yeah, I'm hearing you not through my headphones, through the external speaker.
Oh, weird.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I pulled on this thing and it disconnected, and then but now it's not giving me an option. So,
well, you were asleep while he was talking about it.
That's true. Okay.
Sorry,
we were taking over the show, man. That was great.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Good night, Howard.
Yes. Good night, Howard. You got this show. We don't. Down. You don't even need me. So, Scott, when I can't be here, we'll just get Jeremy on.
Yeah, that would be good. We could do that.
I think we could do that.
Okay. I don't think so.
Okay, you'll be hearing from our office people. Yeah.
This is the Southern edition.
That's right. Well, hey, thanks, Jeremy. I'll see you in a couple days.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Okay.
Good to see you, Scott.
You too.
See ya.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.